knobs at 3/4 trench. Well, which knobs? There's four knobs here, and I just started turning all of them. So we'll do that one.
Switches!
And that one.
Oh, leave them alone. They're working fine now.
Yeah, they're fine.
I don't care. Anyhow, but yeah, very interesting. Robot Chicken's very good.
Hey, by the way, I thought we were going to call Little John.
You want to call Little John?
You said you were going to call Little John.
I forgot to get his phone number.
Damn! So you can't give me shit about the archive.
Unfortunately, no.
Ah. All right. So yeah, the Robot Chicken, good shit.
Yeah, unfortunately, I don't have Little John's phone number, so we can't call him up tonight.
You know, this is like the anthem to every single fucking race car video game ever. Select, start, scroll.
It's very interesting you mention that, too, because there's two things. Very interesting you mentioned that right there.
Go ahead. What's that?
Well, number one, speaking of race cars, Paris Hilton is taking driving lessons to escape paparazzi.
Yeah, the race car driving lessons at that, if I remember correctly.
Yes. And apparently, aside from Lil John right here, they found some 7-year-old boy's phone number on her phone, too.
A what?
Yeah.
Okay, first off, how does a 7-year-old have a phone?
I don't know.
Answer me that. No, before we go into anything, how does a 7-year-old have a goddamn phone?
I have no clue.
Okay, there's the problem. They're going to try to pinch it on them. What the hell are the parents doing giving a 7-year-old a telephone number?
Well, I'm just thinking right now, why is it Paris Hilton can fraternize with little kids, but Michael Jackson can't?
Look at all the fucking...
It's because he's...
No, look at all the female teachers. Look at all the female... It's because Paris Hilton has 3.5 brain cells.
It's because Michael Jackson's black.
He ain't been black since the 90s. He isn't black. That fucker's bleach. You got black, white, bleach, all right? Fuck.
So you disagree with the Nation of Islam? That they're just punishing Michael Jackson?
The Nation of Islam doesn't know what the fuck... Would you like a bean pie? Baho! No! Baho! No, fuck that! If Michael Jackson was an official nationality, he'd be confused. You know, his whole song, Is It Black or Is It White? Is so that way someone could finally look at him in the face and go, actually, Michael, you're black. Or, you're white.
Little dude running around, one glove screaming, beat it.
You know, the sparkling glove, you know. I guess that's sort of his version of a pearl necklace.
It's pearly white, yes.
Ah, dude.
Just saying, you know.
Michael Jackson giving kids the pearl fist.
Everybody's telling me, get it right, it's been since the 80s. What the fuck are you talking about, 90s? Hell, it was black. Well, oh, well, I guess Bad did come out in 88.
Ooh.
You know, I don't think if Bad came out in 88.
Well, I'm gonna argue something with you right now. Do you think Michael Jackson was black when Bad was released?
That's hard.
Yeah, it is, isn't it? And the only reason people like that is because it's like...
I
That's disgusting! What's that sound again?
It's Michael Jackson, Jack the Ripper. Michael Jackson. Beat it.
Hee hee! Jamona!
Talk like this.
Anywho. But no. You know, I mean, come on. The fucker has him. The guy we have coming into the studio in a little bit is going to be more black than Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
Okay? You are more black than Michael Jackson.
I have soul, my brother.
Well, I was kind of going to go on the ghetto rampage, but I guess you have soul. Let's hear your soul.
All right, let me get you some good soul music right here.
Oh, dear God. Hold on. Spank Wagon Radio, you're on the air.
Hi, it's YJ.
Hey, what's up?
Where do I go?
Are you outside the building? Do you see my truck?
Outside the building, do I see your truck?
Do you see my truck parked outside?
No.
Where the fuck are you?
I'm on 1606 Commerce.
I'll help you out. You stall the crowd. Wave at the camera, Claude.
Oh, this is fucking great. All right, for anybody that's kind of wondering right now, we have a special guest. I want to give it away because, you know, maybe he'll have his own musical intro. But he's fucking lost, man. He can't figure out where the hell he's at. And yes, this is actually the ghetto, soon to be destroyed by the new freeway flyover, which is going to claim our neighborhood.
Well, not the 7-Eleven, but the quarter of the ghetto.
Where are you at right now, Jay?
I'm on Commerce.
Commerce and what?
Commerce in Wyoming.
Okay. You need to go north. We're going to be on the west side.
North?
Yes.
On the left side. Okay.
Where are you at now? Guess what, everybody? This is like playing fucking Hotter or Colder, man, live on the air across the internet and cell phones.
Okay, I'm on north.
Okay, we're going to be on the west side. The west side of the street.
Okay.
The west side.
The left side. Okay.
The west side.
Yes, west side, left side, both sides. There's Utah.
Okay. Well, I didn't know where that is. This is fucking great, okay. Dude.
I just passed 1528.
Okay. What do you see now?
I see trucks.
You see a truck?
Diesel.
A Beetle.
No, 18-wheeler.
What the fuck are you driving?
I'm driving a white Malibu.
He's driving a white Malibu. Okay, so guess what? Trencher's going to go out and look for Flying J here. This is fucking horrible, dude. You can't follow directions. This
no,
makes me weep.
I'm on Commerce, man. What? It just skips right over 1600.
Where are you at now, Jay?
Okay.
All right, well, guess what? Trencher will be standing outside for you. Trencher will be standing outside for you, guy. So in the meantime, I think we're going to go ahead and we'll take a quick music break on this right here because you were absolutely lost. Spangwagon Radio will be back.
Man, the things we do to try to get people here. I tell you, I'm sorry, chat room. Thank you. You know, I too would like to know what the fuck is going on. Spankwagon Radio prides itself on timeliness, preparedness. What else do we enjoy having? We usually like knowing what the hell's going on, but we really don't today. We'll find out here in a minute.
Spankwagon. Thank you for my mic. Yes, Spankwagon, we're infallible. Anyhow.
We're damn near godlike. Close the door behind you.
Thank you.
That one's yours.
So, ladies and gentlemen, we have a very, very special guest.
He ain't no special guest.
When was the last time he was on?
He was on when we did the bad food.
And that was?
That's been a while.
All right, therefore.
Okay, I'll give you, you know, somewhat of a special guest. Your ear volume is down there on the table. All right. Yeah. So what were we just talking about?
Let's see. We were talking about a wide variety of things. Specifically, we're playing a fucking hide-and-go-seek over the internet. We're playing hot and cold.
That's right. We were talking about...
Michael Jackson.
I forgot that's about right. That. We were just telling everybody... Actually, let's get the cam on you there. A little bit of a cam on you. We were just telling everybody who was listening that you are probably more black than Michael Jackson. That's... You could talk.
Oh, yeah.
You've got a mic on. You may want to actually adjust the mic. Make it comfortable for you. Welcome to the studio. It scrolls up and down.
Fine.
Okay, just want to make sure you're cool.
Okay, so, Flying J, how have you been?
I've been better, but I'm here.
You've been better.
I feel bad for everyone who's trying to fucking listen to the show.
Well, you
Although
know
I got rained on. Yet again, another week of fucking rain.
What's wrong with rain? It's good. We need the water.
Oh, I know we need the water, but I'm just saying, it's another week of rain. I mean, had rain now probably once a week. It's very impressive. You actually would think you're living in a different part of the country.
I saw pictures of Death Valley on the news before I came over. It's like a jungle out there now.
It's a jungle in Death Valley, huh?
Yeah, it's kind of weird.
Because of all the rain and everything?
Yeah, the ground's been saturated, and wildflowers that haven't come up in years are popping up now, so.
That's interesting. You know, I wonder...
We'll have to go take a look at that.
I know we have to deal with the snowfall. Whatever falls in Colorado, not falling here, but whatever falls in Colorado seems to affect our climate.
Yes, it does.
You know, whatever falls here just gets soaked up into the sand. I mean, our drought is never going to be fucking over.
Yes, it will.
I don't think so. I mean, we lost 85 feet of water in Lake Mead.
Civilization must die sometime. And the thing about it is...
We got to die for the drought to be over.
You know what? There is a good chance. It happened about 22 years ago. Lake Mead rose so high that for a couple weeks, I believe it was, it actually had to use its overflow spillways.
Oh, yeah, back in the 60s.
Back in the 80s.
Back in the 80s? Interesting. Flying J, anytime you want to pipe about anything, go ahead and do so.
Oh, okay.
The chair is open. You're here just to hang out with us. How do you like the studio? We've moved up from the Kitchen Stadium.
I love it. Yeah, Kitchen Stadium.
You know, we have totally moved up from Kitchen Stadium. Matter of fact, Diggs is in the chat room right now.
No,
he's not hearing the guests very well, so you need to get into your mic.
Oh, I need to get into my mic.
You need to. Let me, so you can adjust it without thumping and bumping.
You unscrew it and it telescopes.
Yeah. Do you need help? No, not there.
Holy crap.
Okay, Spankwagon Radio. Once again, oh, there we go. He's got it. See, he's competent. You can't lock it down now, though. God damn. So
did he just stroke the mic?
I did.
So welcome to the...
You have to get up on the mic.
So welcome to the Worst Of Show.
Thank God it's not in the archive.
Yeah.
Yeah, really.
This will be one of those missing nights.
This is one of those edited nights. Why is the show only 10 minutes long? Well, you see.
Yeah.
We had this happen.
It's edited for
shit,
content.
we gotta go into the game here in about 10 minutes.
Oh, don't worry. We have plenty of time.
I like games.
You like games? Do you like games?
Yeah.
Do you play games?
I've been through a few games, yeah.
You've been through a few games, huh?
Yeah.
Like what? You seem willing to talk?
All of a sudden? No. Everybody's saying, deep throat the mic. Oh, yeah.
All right.
Oh. Yeah, a little more.
No, you gotta be like...
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Man, you guys are making me sick.
Yeah.
Does this mic come with a happy ending? Jesus.
Happy ending, $5.
You're just talking about overflowing like me, man. Shit.
Thousands of Diggs, Diggs is recording. Oh, thank you, Diggs.
Yay, hooray.
Uh-oh.
So we were talking about Michael Jackson. What's the deal, man?
Well, supposedly, oddly enough, so this came out in trial today. He used to help Bubbles.
Help Bubbles what?
Used to blow Bubbles.
He used to fillet Bubbles.
Wow. I didn't know Bubbles was a dude.
Bubbles was a dude, I guess. Yes, Bubbles the chimp was a dude, and Michael Jackson was a animal and seminary specialist.
Yeah, so he's a kid toucher.
And a bestiality. Yes!
Wow.
Think about it, though. If he would have just left his hands on Bubbles, no one would have known. One would have fucking known. But no, he has to touch kids on top of monkeys.
There's worse.
Did he ever make the kids touch the monkey?
You know, they don't know, but Corey Feldman did have some interesting insight.
Touch the snake!
Huh.
Corey Feldman said he went to Michael Jackson's apartment one time and he had a coffee table book.
I think of apartments differently than, you know, I guess Michael Jackson would live in.
I know. But he had a coffee table book about genital diseases with pictures of infected penises. And he had Corey Feldman sit down with him and they read the book together.
Oh, wow. Wow.
They read a book that was a coffee table book?
About venereal diseases and their effects upon genitalia, in full color, no less.
Well, going back to the monkey, you know, at least Michael Jackson's monkey got off better than Elvis's monkey.
Well, how do you feel?
Elvis had
a chimp, too, and one night they couldn't find him, and it was an extremely cold night in Graceland, I suppose, and they found it the next day stuck to a tree, frozen to death.
Oh,
so,
that sucks.
To be touched by Michael Jackson or to be frozen to a tree, which one would I take?
I don't know, man. Do you want Michael Jackson to, you know, top you off every night? Think about that one. You'll be like, you're Bubbles. You know, you wear a diaper.
Come on, let me touch your banana. It's okay.
Peel back the skin.
Ah!
Oh, Bubbles. God. Released a little lipstick.
Oh!
Disgusting.
Oh, man.
Dick says Michael Jackson is beyond freaky. He's got to be guilty of something.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's a shitty pop musician nowadays.
Impersonating white women, you know.
Impersonating white women.
Bad.
You missed it because you were down the block. We were discussing that. Michael Jackson, he's not black, he's not white, he's bleach.
Yeah.
If bleach was a race, he would be it. That's it.
He'd be Clorox.
State your name, Michael Jackson. State your nationality. Clorox.
Clorox. Yeah.
Tied with bleach.
Right. Now, this is the debate we were having.
Okay.
Michael Jackson, when the Bad album came out, was he black or was he white yet?
Wow.
Where was he in his gender?
Listeners, go ahead.
Well, shit, yeah, where was he in his gender, too, I guess, in some... was he in his creed, you know? Listeners, while you're thinking that one, give us a call, 1-866-LVROCKS,
or... Las Vegas Locals, 383-8120.
Give us a call and let us know what you think. And if the phone doesn't work, we'll just blame Diggs and Point anyway. Well, I guess he twisted...
What do you think, Michael?
I think he was still... black at that stage, only because he had the Wesley Snipes factor in the video.
No, you can't count Wesley Snipes.
Well, come on. Wesley Snipes makes someone black. Does that mean if Wesley Snipes and Claude Balls in an elevator, he's now black?
But he was trying to punk Blade before he was Blade, so come on.
No, doesn't matter, no. That does not fucking matter, because by that same fucking... thing, you know, because there are Native Americans in that black and white video.
The one guy that has like the full beard that goes in the mustache. That bit actor, he's in there.
And they were in a subway station. So think about it. You know,
there's subways in Toronto. There's subways in Canada.
Subways
all right.
in L.A.
I say he's still black. And he was still.
You say he was still black and bad. Okay. What other songs isn't bad? I forget what other...
The Way She Makes Me Feel...
I don't have any of those, dude. They suck.
Was it Man in the Mirror?
Man in the Mirror.
Oh, Jesus.
Shit. He was asking that question.
Man in the Mirror. God damn it, dude. That's horrible.
Oh, Diggs is giving me shit. He's going, yeah, haha. The phone was solid for our phone interview.
Oh, yeah.
So you had to fuck it up for everyone else, Diggs? Thank you. Appreciate that. You know, Diggs, our station manager. What a...
Now, I do believe that during Thriller, he was black.
See, Thriller,
he
was black, you know.
Absolutely, yeah.
During Thriller, absolutely, he was definitely black. Spankwagon Radio, you're on the air.
Hey, about whether Michael Jackson was white or black on the when he put out the Bad album?
Yeah.
Kelly posted a link to the picture in the chat room.
Okay, now everybody...
I gotta be honest.
Hold on, hold on. Chat room, by the way, if you get to go to spankwagon.net, you click on cam/chat. Okay, sorry.
But I'm just looking at this picture. It looks Mexican by if you're going by the skin color alone.
Mexican.
Gomez is coming for Michael Jackson.
You know, he has a point there. I mean, he's got the Jerry curl.
He's not quite honkified yet. He's like in between.
Honkified or hunkified?
Honkified.
Okay, the thing. Okay, I wanted to make sure
Yeah, he does.
I don't know what posters you have above your bed.
He has a Menudo thing going on there, you know.
He does.
Michael Jackson was in Menudo?
Yeah.
No.
Brilliant!
Yeah, come on, hold me.
I can...
come on, it's a perfect fit. Underage, boys.
Underage boys,
you
Menudo?
Think about it, considering the skin color, I almost got to get a better resolution image just so I can put a sombrero on him.
Well, I can tell you right now.
El bad.
Oh. I can tell you right now. I can't kind of see that because he does sort of have the Mexa mullet thing going.
Mexa what?
Mexa mullet.
Yes. What is all of this vocabulary I've never heard before?
You've never heard of the Mexa mullet?
Mexi mullet. Okay, yeah, I saw one today, a matter of fact.
Dude, come down here. You see him all the fucking time. I swear to God. Not to sound stereotypical, every Mexican guy here is rocking a mullet. I swear to God.
But you're in Florida. There are no Mexicans in Florida. Only
there
Cubans.
There are Cubans.
Well, you'd be surprised. A lot of them come over here to pick tomatoes.
Damn, that's a long haul.
It's a long haul.
Yeah, you go from the desert to that. So, yeah. All right, thanks, caller.
All right.
Have a good one.
See you guys later.
Later. So there he goes. Yeah, he thinks Michael Jackson was Mexican. What the hell are you looking up on the internet, Claude?
Mulletsgalore.com.
Mulletsgalore.com.
Yes,
okay.
They actually have pictures of this right here. Let's go ahead and let's show
you. Is that mullet?
What do you think? You think I should get a mullet? I mean,
no, no one should have a fucking mullet.
Why not? I mean, you know.
Okay, Dredger, this is a Mexa mullet.
Yeah, you know what? You know what? I know one person who used to wear his hair like that, as a matter of fact.
The mulletude is 9. The aggressiveness is 10. Its hobbies are Budweiser. Sightings are at Walmart or Sunday after church.
So there you go.
The definition.
The Mexi mullet.
To go with this, the description. A person of Latin or Chicano descent adorning a mullet. This happens to be one of my favorite mullet pictures. I like the streamlined, smooth look and the absence of sideburns. Some mulatinos like to accessorize their mullets with snakeskin boots, big old belt buckles, silk shirts with rooster prints, and colored jeans.
Nice.
Wow. So those are probably, what's the word I'm looking for? The guys at the Cave Roditas and stuff like that, doing a Mexican break dancing, hanging out, drinking Coronas.
Most mulatinos are friendly, family folk with a passion for lambada.
14-year-old
the
girlfriend.
The forbidden dance.
Mature woman. Mature woman.
14 is the mature woman.
Hey, you know.
Nice. You
bear children, they're prime.
That is a breeding age, apparently, yes.
Yes, it is.
Scary stuff. Scary.
But not to
stuff.
Be stereotypical.
No, not at all. Perfectly non-stereotypical with that.
I've dated many Mexican women, and you know, back when I was a lad.
When you were a lad. I dated the Hispanic liver, by the way. They're looking at the Thriller album. They got the Thriller one. Let's compare it to the Thriller. In the chat room, thank you very much, Akari. In the chat room, he brings up the Thriller album. You just blew right past. There you go. So in the Thriller album,
definitely
he's
Negro.
Black. Yeah,
yeah,
he's black. He's a little femme there. I mean, he's starting to... That's when he's starting to go.
Yeah.
You know, he's obviously not the little black boy that he was.
He's not off the wall either.
No. But it's not crazy. I mean,
right.
At this point, I would say Prince was still more female and white than him.
I would think so, too. Yeah. Prince had the lock, stock, and barrel on androgyny during the...
Yeah,
the
whole, and the confusing androgyny, because you didn't want to like Prince, but you really loved his songs, because he talked a lot of dirty shit.
Well, yeah.
He's very tiny.
You know, yeah, he is a very small guy.
Yes.
But, you know, you wanted to like Prince in that respect, but you didn't want to like Prince because, my God, the dude wears frilly shirts and he's into poetry probably then, you little queer.
But Prince isn't a kid toucher, so...
No, he's not.
No, Prince likes the ladies.
Likes the ladies.
You know, proven, so...
Undeniable.
Very proven, yes.
Very
yes,
proven. Yes. Who is it he was married to, the one dancer?
Oh, yes. I know exactly who you're talking about.
No, you don't.
Yeah. She's in this video with him right here. She
balances
the sword on her head.
Yeah.
That's his wife.
Really?
He saw her on Star Search when she
was
a kid,
wait a minute. What did you just say?
He first saw her on Star Search when she was a kid.
And
so.
We come full circle.
Well, you know what, though? He did the right thing and waited.
Yeah.
He did the right thing and waited. He didn't act impulsively on his little urge.
Little urge.
Urge.
Another black guy that screams like a white little girl.
Hey, well, he's not entirely black. He is mulatto.
Mulatto?
Yes. Didn't you see Purple Rain?
I know. I've seen Purple Rain.
You saw Purple Rain. You suck.
What? Wait. No. I didn't see it. No. I don't know what you're talking about.
Prince looked tough on that motorcycle, though. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Everyone looks tough on that Japanese.
Right. Boop, boop. I was just waiting for him to tip over any minute. Those toothpicks he calls legs just snap. You know, crack.
They named the sissy bar after him.
Yeah, I just remember the Dave Chappelle show, man. You know, remember, he could school your ass at basketball. So
apparently so, yes. I've never seen that episode, though.
And no. Charlie Murphy, what did he do after he beat you at basketball? We went inside his house, and he made us pancakes. What?
Oh, my God.
That's really great.
And we can't really talk about Prince without talking about Morris Day and the Time, of course. I hear that they're having a comeback album.
They are. Well, you know what? You know, their comeback album all started because of Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back, you know?
Yeah.
And it's like, wait a minute, that movie is going to be your platform?
Your vehicle.
Vehicle?
Yeah.
Of all films?
It's like the only movie that he was in that didn't have Prince involved with it. So
true,
you know.
Very true.
And this year for the Grammys Lifetime Achievement Award, we want to recognize the work that went into the infamous album, Ice Cream Castle. Yeah, right. That shit ain't happening.
All right. Hey, we need to warn people. Why don't we go ahead and start doing the warning right now? Warning. Coming up in about 10 minutes.
10 minutes.
Someone will have to call in and play Q20 with us and chance to win a prize. This week it's my prize.
Ah, yes.
Call in and win.
Look at him go. Look at this. I've never done... What's this?
I don't either. This is the only two parts I know of the damn dance.
All right. But yes, Q20 is coming up in about 10 minutes. We'll start asking for callers then. I just wanted to remind people, not play this horrid music ever again. As a matter of fact, don't play that horrid music ever again.
Frankly, I love it.
I will kill you. I will shank you and sell your skin to Michael Jackson where you can finally be white. Granted, he'll look like a trucker.
So, have you guys covered the passing of the great Hunter Thompson?
Oh, of course. That was all last week.
Really? Wow.
Oh, damn straight.
You know, that just blew
my mind. You got to understand, Hunter S. Thompson's one of his, one of his fucking heroes.
Yes.
Remember Christmas in the call center?
Yes.
Guys?
Yes.
Every Christmas we used to actually play.
Thank you for calling Cox Communications. What do you want, pickpocket?
Jesus fucking Christ. Let's see. I'm trying. I had a link.
Why do I have a funny feeling that this show shall be appropriately titled The Hendon Spank?
Oh, boy.
Hey, you told me no rules.
Oh,
man.
The humanity.
The only rule is...
Put some rules out there, man.
Okay, rule number one. Bring women next time for Claude.
Women, right. I need women for myself right now. Okay.
Why? What's going on?
You know what's going on.
Yeah, we know what's going on.
Yeah, but you know what, dude, man?
I am a single swinging dick as of last week, and God damn it, I don't want to be, but I'm here, so...
Yeah, everybody's got to be somewhere.
Well,
yeah,
my wife is...
What the...
But dude, you're going to bounce back, man.
Hey, my ex-wife is going out to a nightclub again with her friends, you know, so... So I'm like, oh, that sucks. Thanks, guys.
No problem.
You're going to come back, man, in a big way.
You're going to succeed in life.
You just need a montage.
As a matter of fact, get in front of the camera and look like you're running. It's a montage segment.
Do it.
Montage. You're running.
Get up and run.
I run.
No, hold it.
I love this music. It just gets me all like... That's right. You guys got a nice close-up of my junk?
Second thought, I need to turn. There we get, save
yeah.
our... There we go. Much better picture. Second thought. Oh, shit. We'll have Stan.
That's a better photo, dude.
Stan the Oh Shit Man is my hero.
Turn around and show everybody.
Show
what? Yeah. There we go. It's behind you. Jesus. Turn around. He just spins. Airwolf.
No, you have to.
Hold on. Airwolf just pointed out the obvious. This song reminds me of a bad 80s fighting movie. Oh, dear God.
That's kind of the point.
Which best of the best are we talking about here?
I thought it was American Ninja 32. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
I just love that fact right there. Everybody talks about that, dude. And I have like one of the largest collections of shitty music, man, from like old movies and stuff.
Bad 80s fighting movie.
Let's see. You want to... Let's see. We can probably... Here we go.
Oh.
Wow, this is really fucking obscure. Who the hell is it?
Larry Green.
Wow.
Yeah, when this is back when musicians didn't have to look good.
Not to be confused with Dirk Diggler's.
Oh, you had to say it. Don't.
Bust it out. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. You got the power!
Oh, come on!
Yeah.
Wait a minute! Stop this shit!
Yeah! After all is said and done,
never talk, you never run. You're a winner!
That's all I know.
Oh, no.
I just remember Transformers the movie, man. That's the first time I heard that.
Oh, my God.
The touch. Wow.
Oh, so you prefer that version?
Huh? Oh, you got the Transformers version. Yeah!
You got the power!
Holy shit, man.
You know, guys, really?
What? Don't be afraid, Mark.
It's not fear that I have.
You're a big Boogie Nights fan, right?
Yeah, I love Boogie Nights, man.
He will roll you. Yeah. You've been looking for someone to do this with for ages. My heat can move your soul. Yeah, okay. Come on, come on, come on. You love me today.
You listen to this song
bad enough, or long enough, you actually sing as bad as he does intentionally?
Yeah, it's actually kind of impressive.
Thank you.
There's only one song I know how to sing.
By the way, you're listening to the greatest internet radio show ever,
Spank Wagon Radio.
Trench, Claude, and Flying J all here in the studio tonight, having fun. By the way, looking at the time, why don't we go ahead and do it now? Let's queue up for Q20. Here's the rules, and here's how you play. Right now, give us a call, 1-866-LVROCKS. That's LV Rocks for those of you who can't spell. What you'll do is you'll give us a call. You'll give Claude the word of an item you're thinking of. It has to be animal, mineral, vegetable, other. Then what we'll do is me and the awesome AI interface that we have is going to guess in 20 questions what you're thinking about. Now, this week, as a bonus to calling, I'm buying the prize. Those are pretty good prizes when that happens.
Oh, yes.
last week's winner, Virtual One, won a $15 Big Lots card from you.
Wow.
This week, we'll find out what you win when you call up and actually win.
I've got a green crayon, if that's...
Anybody but Virtual One is totally eligible. Virtual One won last week, so...
Naked picture, perhaps?
You know, he's done for the week.
I'll autograph it.
So, anybody want to give us a call? Remember, the number is 1-866-LVROCKS. The phone number and area code 1-702-383-8120.
If you're local to Las
Vegas.
You know what?
Play the chicken dance song. We'll play it until the top of the hour when we go to our normal break. If no one calls by then, no one calls by then.
Oh, now you want to hear my songs, man.
Yeah, now we're going to do it. We got a caller. Thank God no one has to actually listen to it. So, Spank Wagon Radio, you're on the air.
Hey.
Who's calling?
It's Diggs.
Diggs. Hey. You want to win? Do you think you can win? Do you think you could beat the AI?
Well, I don't know about that. It's pretty intelligent.
Actually, it is. It's done fairly well. Now, here's how we're going to do it. I'm going to go ahead, take off the headset, turn down the green room speakers. I can't hear anything. You are going to tell Claude and Flying J your item. Now, it has to be either animal, vegetable, mineral, or other. And then we'll go from there, all right?
All right.
All right, hold on.
Okay, so now Trincher is isolated. Have you thought of something?
Yeah, does a mineral, would anything made of silver would work then?
I suppose so.
Like I could say like a solid silver fork?
Yeah, that would be acceptable.
Okay, we'll do that.
Okay, so we have got the item.
All right, let me go ahead. All right, are you ready to play this? Hello. Diggs?
Oh, I'm ready.
All right, now yeah. I need to know, is it animal, vegetable, mineral, or other?
A mineral, right?
Yeah,
I would say it's a mineral.
Yeah.
Okay, it's a. Oh, we're going to have one of these, aren't we? It's going to be a tire with four corners.
game over.
Okay, here's your answers. You may want to remember these. Yes, no, sometimes, or unknown. Okay?
Okay.
Does it shine?
Yes.
Okay. Is it made of metal?
Yes.
Can it be painted?
Well, I guess anything can be painted.
So we'll say yes. Do you use it in your home?
Yes.
Okay, we're up to number six. Was it invented? Good question.
I don't know. What do you think, Claude?
I'd say it was invented,
well,
yes.
Somebody had to have invented it.
Yes,
yeah.
No, unknown sometimes?
Definitely, I guess.
Yeah. Okay, it was invented. Is it heavier than a pound of butter?
No.
So it's not heavier than a pound of butter. Okay. Moving on, question eight. Is it straight?
No.
Can it
it's
fit?
It's gay?
Can it fit in enough? It's a gay mineral, no.
It's a gay mineral, yes.
It's phagetonium. Can it fit in an envelope? Phagonite.
You can fit in a large envelope, sure.
Well, I think we're going with an average envelope.
I would say yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yes, okay. You got a lot of help here.
Yeah, whatever they think.
They're going to win, you're going to collect, I see. Is it round?
No.
Question 11, is it flat?
Is it black?
Flat, F-L-A-T.
No, didn't we already have that question?
Kind of.
Straight.
Straight.
Yeah.
Straight and flat.
No, it's not flat.
No, it's not flat. Is it found on a desk?
No.
No. Do you use it at work?
Sometimes.
Okay, yeah. Sometimes. Would you find it on a farm? I think the AI failed me.
What do you think?
Wait, well, hold on, let him answer. He's the one who called in, you assholes. Damn, would you find it on a farm?
Yeah.
Okay. Again, I don't know. This thing, I think it is onto some. Would you find it in an office?
No.
Okay. Question 16. Does it come in a pack?
No.
I guess maybe it's sometimes.
I don't know. I mean...
Yes, no, unknown, sometimes?
No, they don't... sometimes, I guess.
Sometimes.
Yeah, I would go with that.
Yeah.
Do you make something with it?
No.
Interesting guess, but it's going to try to make a guess here. It's guessing that it's a teaspoon.
Close, but
wow.
Is that right? That's wrong.
That's wrong. It's wrong.
What was it?
It was a fork.
Stupid AI.
Wow, that's really
all right,
good,
Diggs,
yeah.
You win.
Yay.
That was impressive.
And so give him the music. All right, Diggs, what you win is a $15 gift certificate to iTunes or Napster, your choice.
Cool.
Very cool. And what I'll do, since I know how to get a hold of you, I'll get a hold of you offline and get your address and mailed out or leave it here at the studio for you.
Awesome.
Thank you for playing, Diggs.
My pleasure.
Have a good one.
Bye.
Hey.
Good job to Jimmy Diggs, who's actually a host here for the Daily Noise Show. So his win and his victory. Damn, that AI was close.
It was
close.
Very close, yes. But
let's see what we hit, because close is an option when you get to this point. Is it mechanical? No. Hook. So it was right on it, but it wasn't going to get it.
I think very the part close. Where to straight threw it off.
Very, very well done.
Yeah,
so we'll work on getting
they're
that.
They're not straight because they are curved.
Yeah, that's
all right.
True.
Now, with that being said, it is now
considered flatware.
It's called flatware, but it's
for
not
a different
flat.
Reason. It's uh-huh. You know, it's a different reason that stuff
right,
like that's
right,
called flatware.
Yeah.
Hey, what we're gonna do is go ahead and cut
a
to
knife
a
knife would be flat.
Will you guys
yeah,
shut
true.
The fuck up? God damn,
well,
flatware is not flat.
Do we interrupt
your
show?
Your girlfriend is flat.
I'm sorry. Do we interrupt your show?
Yeah, I suppose you did. I was trying to get us all to break. Do you want
to
go to break?
Yeah, we can go to break.
You need to go to break. You need a break.
Fine. Fine. We can
that's what she said.
Ba-dum-bum. All right, folks, you're listening to Spank Wagon Radio. You can find us online at
spankwagon.net.
Don't forget to check out the site. Get into the cam and chat because mad props are coming up.
That's right, indeed. You know what? I think tonight, I think we're going to go with, you know, I'm in the mood for some shitty 80s music with that
oh
right there.
Oh, my God. Here we go.
Yeah.
Montage.
No, we're not going to do montage. We're going to do some good shitty 80s music for everybody.
Good shitty 80s music?
Yeah, some
good shitty 80s.
That's some good shitty stuff.
Man, I liked that stuff back when I was a kid and hated it. Play the damn music so we can go to break.
Let's go to break now. Spank Wagon Radio, we'll return. Thank you.
Originating from Las Vegas, Nevada, you're listening to LV Rocks. Noise from Vegas.
Vegas Hosting is your one-stop shop for all of your hosting needs. With up-to-date, state-of-the-art equipment and in excess of 20 carriers servicing the co-location facility, your website is always up. Vegas Hosting offers packages as low as $5.99 a month with no contracts to sign. Visit Vegas Hosting on the web at vegas-hosting.com or call toll-free to discuss your needs at 1-877-286-1052. That's 1-877-286-1052. Vegas Hosting. Hosting with us is not a gamble.
You're listening to Spake Wagon Radio.
And we are back from the break.
That's right. We are here.
You are listening to the greatest internet radio show ever.
Spank Wagon Radio.
And by the way, we're coming up here. Why don't we go? You want to jump right in, Mad Props? First, let's give out the normal stuff. You're listening to Spank Wagon Radio.
Spank Wagon Radio. Only available at spankwagon.net.
Not only available.
All right.
Don't forget the syndicates and everyone else. You know, they're important,
okay,
too.
Well, let's
but look, Spank Wagon Radio, you can find us online at...
Spank Wagon Radio. You can find us only online.
You said only again. Never mind. Spank Wagon Radio, spankwagon.net. Don't forget, you can give us a call during any time during the show. You can fucking interrupt us for all we care. 1-866-LV-ROCKS, local Vegas, 383-8120. If you're here to play the game Q20, you've missed it. Diggs. Thank God he won. What the hell? Jesus Christ, it looks like Ollie. Anywho,
I never even realized that.
I just want to, let's see, where are we going to go with this? Why don't we go ahead and cut to Mad Props?
No, we can certainly go ahead and do that.
Because I've got something very special from...
What do you have? You have a Barnes & Noble's gift certificate.
From Mr. Diggs himself.
Wow!
Brand new Easter Clicker Licker Pops.
Wow, look at this. Happy Tree Friends Clicker Lickers.
Have one.
All right.
For the show there. Okay. All right. This is where in the show...
No, not yet.
Oh, he doesn't know. Don't yell at him. Can you bring up the chat room?
Oh, yeah.
This is the part of the show where we acknowledge you, our faithful listeners. We'd like to say first, thank you to Diggs, not only for listening, but for the Clicker Lickers. Give it to him.
Mad Props.
This one sounds funky. Anywho, let's give it up to Airwolf
Mad Props.
Let's give it up for Ikari
Mad Props.
I need that one. Here, give me the skull.
Skull looks more frightening on mine.
You've got a skull? What the fuck?
Let's I had a birdie with a
I got a fucking pink bunny over here, man.
Dude, I got
you
like
got
a
the skull.
I got a peanut helmet or
a penis? What?
A penis helmeted bird, okay? Come on.
Hand me the bag right there.
Jesus
I'll get you
Christ.
A new clicker licker head.
No, this is fun.
Let's give it up to mother-in-law
Mad Props.
Still weak. Give me that head back.
Whoa.
We're experimenting with head ectomies. Anywho, let's give it up for Reverend Hammer.
Mad Props.
And let's give it up to Virtual One.
Mad Props.
And there's our Mad... Oop.
Like crickets.
Mad camping gear.
And that's our Mad Props for this week, where we thank you for putting up with us.
Spank Wagon Radio appreciates all of you. Word.
Appreciates. English, I speak you well.
And remember, Gomez is coming. Tonight we make you a Taco Supreme.
Taco Supreme.
Taco Supreme.
Taco Supreme. What did you give me on the CD? What's a CD?
Oh.
Don't run that. That'll ruin what we have coming on later tonight.
See, Jack Chick is just as profound as Hunter Thompson.
So we're not going to get into that argument.
Stop.
Just in...
We're not going to do
how
right
in
now.
The hell do you think that Jack Chick...
Gonzo Christianity.
Gonzo Christianity. Not once when the angel like tossed anybody into the lake of fire did he call them a pig fucker.
But the implication is there.
The implication?
Yeah, I mean the tone of it, you know.
Trencher, are you familiar with whom Jack Chick is?
Yes, I am very familiar with whom Jack Chick is. You guys won't shut up about him half the time.
He just made such an impact.
Dr. Gomez. Dr. Gonzo.
Why don't I just do
remember, if you like Harry Potter, you're going to hell. because Jack Chick said so.
Because it encourages.
Because some guy who witchcraft. Can draw tells me this. Okay. Yeah.
He doesn't draw them all himself. He does have a bevy of one staff writer.
Yes. In fact, I think I'm going to go ahead and audition for Jack Chick's comics.
What a high goal in life. I want to be like someone else.
Hey, man. It works, right?
Yeah. I want to be like somebody else, somebody that's rich. Yeah.
How do we know he's rich?
I don't know.
Because he's Jack Chick, man. Yeah. He's
Jack
inclusive.
Chick, okay, Chick's we don't know rich. He's rich.
Sure he is.
No, we don't know this.
He's got to be.
Only a weird rich guy would do comics that they leave in bathroom stalls, you know? I mean, seriously.
And truck stops.
Truck stops, yeah, and windshields.
You know, I got a news article about Claude's favorite little place. Tim Hortons.
Tim Hortons.
Tim Hortons.
Hortons. Never
Hortons.
Heard of it. Never heard
I already
of it.
Got Dead Celeb.
Yeah, no, I'm pulling up the other stuff right there. Tim Horton, do you know who Tim Horton is?
No.
You don't know who
you
Tim Horton is?
You need to go to the wagon. You'll learn. Trust me okay. on this one. By the way, Tim Horton's Coffee Giant annual contest is extorting Canadians to roll up the rim. In other words, find the prize underneath the rim of the coffee rim.
They said you're extorting cup. Canadians?
Exhorting. Sorry.
Oh, you said extorting.
I did say extorting.
Wow,
extorting.
Extorting.
Great. That's extorting. Fantastic.
Give us the money, eh?
Hey.
Beer, money. Beer, money. Hey. A contest is designed to boost sales. Boot. I can't
boot,
speak. The boot.
Boot.
Yeah, see? Canadian article. What do? You know. But along the way, it could also increase the number of coffee cups that end up as litter in landfill across the nation. Although the company's coffee cups are made out of paper, they're not composable. In other words, they don't compost down.
Ah.
How do you have paper that doesn't break down?
You make it out of foam. I don't know.
Thanks. Customers like Chris Mora say that Tim Hortons could sell compostable cups to deal with litter. This is Canada news. They have a big problem over litter?
Yeah.
Their fucking news comes to a halt over litter? Oh, geez, they're doing a contest where people are going to buy more coffee and litter.
I still think the Canadians are waiting to invade, so, you know, just to let y'all know.
What are they going
to
invade with?
Us, man. That's
no,
what?
Not us. We know us.
For what, dude? They hold
for what?
They hold all the beef and donuts.
Yeah, well, I'm
what do they need from us?
I'm telling you, they're all along the border, man. It's going to happen.
You can hear them sharpening their ice skates.
That's
at night, right.
Right?
Yeah.
What does Canada want from us?
They want us to buy more Labatt Blue, you know. I don't know.
We made the bear funny. Now buy the stuff.
They're upset,
hey?
They're upset that Saturday Night Live is still on the air, yet SCTV doesn't live anymore.
SCTV never was Canadian to begin with.
Oh, yes, it was.
Yes, it was.
Second City TV was, but Second City is Chicago.
SCTV is actually starting in Canada.
Yeah.
No, the Second City Troops.
Count Floyd.
SCTV.
Very scary.
No, take out the goddamn.
Very scary movie. I promise, Keith,
not
this
the
one's
going to
be scary.
Not the TV part. Jesus.
That's what we're talking about.
Yeah.
Second City, though, is not Canadian.
Second City TV is Canadian.
Second City TV is Canadian.
Well, I don't
Second
know nothing
City
about
not.
That.
Yeah, where are we going with this?
Nowhere, quick!
So what's up with Tim Hortons again?
Well, in the distraughtful Canadian news, Tim Hortons is, of course, causing litter. And that's all they really have to bitch about. That's really the only reason I pulled the article. You love fucking Tim Hortons for no reason whatsoever.
Okay. I love Tim Hortons beef stew.
Did you go there?
Timbits. Yes, I did, man.
So,
unfortunately, not till the end of my trip. Otherwise, I'd probably eaten there like twice a day.
Okay, where was this?
Canada.
You went to Canada.
No, I didn't
no
go,
it
I
was
think
in Ohio.
I
guess they invaded and they put up shop.
Ah.
They did, dude.
Hey, shop. Buy from us, but spend American dollars.
Hey there. Would you like to have the beef
stew
there?
Wait.
No, there were only Hispanics working at Tim Hortons, actually.
Ah, okay.
Yeah. Here's
hey,
the thing.
Would you like to have the beef stew?
Wait, on second thought, they were Croatian.
You do the best stew in the world.
I was wondering if you'd switch again.
Croatian. Oh, this is the best stew in the world.
Okay, Filipinos work at Tim Hortons.
This is the best stew in the world.
Koreans?
We pack the stew in boxes in the back.
Okay.
Fuck you. Fuck you too.
Okay, so...
Wait a minute, does Tim Hortons take Canadian money when they're selling their stuff in the United States?
I don't know.
I'd be wondering. I'd be wondering.
I'd be wondering about that.
I think I just turned black. Like Michael Jackson.
I'd be picking cotton out in the field, man. I'd be wondering. The Tim Horton.
Why do I think about Tim Horton when I'm picking cotton? But I don't know.
Take non-American currency.
It's a Canadian company.
I just almost turned to Chris Rock. Have you understood it?
Jesus Christ.
It's 1 1/4. The beef stew is great. Yeah.
Have a cup of coffee.
God damn.
Do Eddie Murphy and stuff.
Nice.
I just wanted the beef stew, which is really good here.
Bring up my chat room, please.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, Eddie Murphy.
Man, I saw the lyrics, man. That's a damn funny shit right there. That lyrics just makes me so laugh so hard.
All right.
Oh, hey, boy. Look my cute new jeans.
Classic.
Yeah, I love that. I'm not gonna play this on the air. This is something else, like for us, like off the air. I have a complete interview of Howard Stern with Mr. T.
Okay, well, to do this.
Really? Yeah, yeah.
Is that the one where Stern pissed him off by saying, you know, yeah, kid opened up a car door and saw you getting?
No, I didn't hear that. No.
Yeah, Stern pissed off Mr. T because he was like, you know, you were mean to a kid or something like that. So.
No, this is something completely different.
Oh, okay.
Anywho. It's Tim Hortons, man, is a scourge of Canadian litter.
Scourge of Canadian litter. Yes, yeah, so that's Canadian news, as told by our Filipino news specialist.
Thank you very much.
Or latke.
No. Mm-hmm.
It is a tiny island. It's
tiny
like
island in Manila,
sea.
Philippines. Like I say, I pack you now, I pack you later.
Always love that, man. Your take on everybody on Spring Mountain.
Or you can pack yourself.
What?
You ever heard Flying J talk about that? He was talking about driving up Spring Mountain all the time. There's all the time, like the Asian dude with their Filipino girlfriend in the seat looking bored.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You know, they're driving to rice rockets, and, you know, it's like, wow.
Hmm. Nice.
Assume you had to be there for it. But anyhow.
Yeah.
No, I'm just listening to you guys. You're part of the show, too, you know. Sort of.
We're here to entertain everybody.
Not just me. I don't know. Do I want to go with serious news? Tonight seems to be a pretty lighthearted night. I could go with some serious news and piss everyone off.
Serious news.
Fuck that.
Let's do something serious, yeah, because I'm sure I have some music to fucking...
Well, why don't we cut to this first? Why don't we... You gave me a CD. What is this?
This is Lawrence Gaskin.
All right.
Ah, Law. How's he doing?
He's doing very well. He's got a CD of himself right there.
CD.
Very
but
nice.
But it's perfect.
Does that have his URL on there?
No, email. Phone number if you want to call him.
Okay, let's go ahead. Let's get that hooked up for him right
okay.
there. Give him a free plug.
All right. So, no, it's. I don't know if I can give it his email out.
Go ahead and do it. It's a promo. It's a
promo. Why don't we play it first?
Okay, we can go ahead and do
it. Can we play it first? I want to play it first.
This is Lawrence Gaskin, The Soulful Sounds, and he does. He's pretty good.
Well, we played
something for him last week, which is something he did on his own. He sings Just a Gigolo, too.
Does he really?
Yes.
Which one is that?
Track 2.
Dave Lee Roth.
Track 2.
Oh, always track 2.
No, it's just a...
Track 2.
I'm just a gigolo, and everywhere I go, people know the part I'm playing. Paid for every dance, selling each romance. Oh, what they saying? There'll come a day when you do pass away. What'll they say about me? When the end comes, I know they'll say just a gigolo. Life goes on without me. I'm just a gigolo, and everywhere I go, people know the part I'm playing. Pay for every dance, selling each romance. Oh, what they say. Well, now there will come a day when you will pass away.
I'm just waiting for the Boise Boise Bop
on. What will they say about me?
Boise Boise Bop.
Well, I'm not going to rip on this guy's music because he's very good. I like it.
Hey, I like Lawrence.
Life goes on without me. Cause I ain't got nobody.
Nobody cares for me.
That's the story of my own life, see.
What else do we got on here?
We have I Wish, Just a Gigolo, Some Kind of Wonderful.
Which one's I Wish?
Track one.
We're going to play that. But
I Really, Really Like You, Swing Shift Operator.
Anything else that sounds familiar?
Where was that one right there?
That one.
He's got Dock of the Bay, Me and Mrs. Jones.
What number is that?
Which one? He's got, play track 15.
15.
You know how to operate a CD changer?
Yes, I know how to operate a goddamn CD changer. I hope that's 15.
Yes, it is.
Day after day, I'm more confused.
Wow.
Very good.
Yeah, he is.
So I look for the light in the pouring rain. You know that's a game that I hate to lose.
Drinking now heavily
to see me through. Oh, give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away. Give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away. Beginning to think that I'm wasting time. I don't understand the things I do. The world outside looks so unkind. So I'm counting on you to see me.
That's pretty good, man.
That was really good.
That was a great job.
Very talented.
Once again, that's Lawrence C. Gaskin, soulful singer. You can contact him at area code 702-340-3676 for any kind of booking or information you'd like to go ahead and set up. Or you can also go ahead, and it's ising@cox.net. You can contact him through email that way as well. I want to say he either has a website or has one in development. We're going to go ahead and see what we can pull off of that right there. And what's very interesting, too, is these CDs that he passes out right there, not only do these have his picture on them right there, of course, you know, for the headshot, they also contain all of his bio and everything on them as well. So he has it all in one package.
So it's like a business card CD and everything.
Exactly. And it's a good sampler of his music as well. So once again, that's Lawrence C. Gaskin. Email is ising@cox.net. And you can contact him by phone at area code 702-340-3676.
There you go.
He's available for bookings, parties, and whatever.
Bar mitzvahs and, I don't know. Try to be funny.
So that's pretty good. I really dig him.
Flying J is working on something.
Flying
is he still working on what I gave him earlier?
I believe he is, man. He's
are you
he's
drawing?
Creative. He's creative.
Are you drawing?
Drawing what?
Are you drawing? Question mark.
Negative.
Oh, okay.
I am preparing some
fun stuff for later.
Right.
Okay.
Are you doing anything wrong? Like what?
What is your take on the word wrong? What do you consider wrong? Hey, check this out. Cable and satellite TV and satellite radio services could be next for indecency fines.
Oh, my God.
Ted Stevens, chairman of the U.S. Committee of Commerce, Science, and Transportation, said this Tuesday that he would push for applying broadcast decency standards to cable TV, as well as subscription satellite TV and radio. Cable is a much greater violator of the indecency area, said the Alaskan Republican.
Yeah, something does need to kind of be done about that.
He says, I think we have the same power to deal with cable as over-the-air broadcasters. Yeah.
Yeah.
There has to be some standard of decency. But he also said, but no one wants censorship. Let me just put this in. He didn't say it, but let me put it in. More than me. You know, because that's what he's doing. He told reporters that he would push legislation to apply the standards of cable TV and satellite radio and television.
Boy, Howard Stern's
it would become part of a it would become part of a pending bill to boost fines for broadcasters who violate the indecency restrictions in an effort to overhaul the U.S. communications laws. Last year, the Senate Commerce Committee narrowly defeated an amendment to a bill boosting the fines for indecency that would have extended such limits to cable and satellite services. While lawmakers and some parents groups are anxious to wipe the airwaves clean of indecency after Janet Jackson bared her boobie last year during the Super Bowl halftime show. President Bush himself has said, though, parents are the first line of defense and can just turn it off.
You know, that's
actually, I think that's the only
advice.
That's the only thing I've ever heard him say that sounds fucking smart.
Ah,
yeah.
Claude, do George and say turn it off.
Do my George?
Don't you do a Bush?
Turn it
that's
off.
Right, man. What we need to do is turn it off. You know, there's bad things. Once you offend me once, shame on you. Offend me twice and don't do it again.
Yeah, right.
I mean, I like looking at boobies as much as anybody.
One fish, two fish, red fish, blue fish.
And what is it? It's like tuna smell. It's kind of offensive. And you don't want to be offended by that. And by seeing big old titties on TV, it just, well, you know.
Well, it just makes me excited. And
Just turn it off.
I don't like to be excited because.
That's right. And I appreciate all the fine work done by Michael Powell. And in appreciation of my appreciation, I'd like to go ahead and give him a salute. The victory salute.
Stephen says that he disagreed violently with the assertions by the cable industry that Congress does not have the authority to impose limits.
Did you say violently?
Violently.
Not vehemently.
Like that statement followed by like a roar.
No! Roar!
Right there. He disagreed violently.
He had a hissy fit. That's what that means.
I want to do this. Porn is bad. Don't look at my collection.
A spokesperson for the National Cable and Telecommunications Association, which represents cable operators, was not immediately available for comment. Way to be on the ball, you motherfuckers!
We don't know what's going on. We're watching Spice.
You've just dialed the National Cable and Telecommunications Association phone number. Please press 1 if you want to talk to somebody. Please press 2 if you want to really talk to somebody. Whoa.
Okay, that trick didn't work, but so professional.
Thank you. You know, I'm sorry. You got to be available for shit like this. When shit like this hits the fan. Yeah. The House of Representatives has approved legislation to raise fines Jesus Christ. You ready for this? They want to charge $500,000.
Oh, yeah.
Which is up from $32,000.
God damn, man! What's
half a million dollars, and that's per occurrence that they cite. Jesus Christ! I'm in the wrong business. I need to be an extortionist.
Hey, that's basically what it is.
Go to Canada,
guys.
Do something with coffee.
Hey, you know, giving Republicans bad names everywhere. So.
Well, yeah, I mean, and I'm sorry. I don't know what your take is. I know we've discussed this thing to ad nauseum. By the way, could you get my chat room up, please?
No, I think extent our civil liberties are being taken away from us, especially in the free speech department. But, you know, people are so quick to have knee-jerk reactions these days. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, I mean, that's what it is. It's knee-jerk reaction. I mean, and they're finding the people who played, like for example, Janet Jackson's boob going out. You know, the more I think about it, they shouldn't have fined the TV stations that played it. They didn't know what was going on.
Right.
No, they should have just fined Jackson and be done with it.
Right.
That would have been her education. I mean, it's not like a drunk driver who hits another car. They get ticketed and they get fined.
Right.
Okay? The other car doesn't get fined for being there.
Mm-hmm.
The other car didn't know what was going on. I'm getting tired of this.
And you know what's
I will say that, yeah, if Stern is the one, you know, making all the derogatory comments or trying to bend the rules or break the rules, yeah, fine him, but don't fine all these other radio stations. That is going to cause them to drop shit. You know, and it's going to limit what they're going to be brave enough to put on the air, and it's going to hurt everybody in the long run.
People just stop listening, period. And that's when that happens, good luck.
Yeah, I mean, it's all about the advertising dollar. If you just quit listening, you know, if you don't like it.
Oh, I'm not worried.
Now, I've heard one argument. I know we've talked about this before. One argument I've heard, well, you know, like when it comes to satellite subscription services and stuff like that, well, if you don't want to watch it, change the channel. And you know, the person goes, but I still paid for it.
Right.
Well, I don't, you know, so, I mean, there is arguments
both
ways.
Well, you pay for a certain, but see, the thing is, you pay for a product expecting a certain type of content, and, you know, look, people pay for HBO to watch The Sopranos, you know.
Or,
Not a watered-down version of The Sopranos, you know, The Sopranos.
Right, exactly.
You know, and if you...
The first season.
If you can't
if you're not sophisticated enough to handle the content, then you should just really not get HBO.
Yeah, I can agree with that. I can agree with that a lot. But I'm just saying, by the way, what do we think about the 15-second loop delay in live TV? Okay.
Yeah.
I have no problem with the 15-second loop in live TV. I mean, so what? 15 seconds is up from the standard 3-second loop. Good. Thank you. Maybe they'll catch something. You know, so we don't have fucking regulators and lawmakers going, ooh, I can really make myself look good and a lot of revenue for the government by making this bill. Yay.
Man, you know,
fuck that.
I saw something really crazy the other day. I don't know if you guys saw it or not. Did you happen to catch that one guy getting the hell beat out of him in the pizza shop?
Yeah.
Holy
no.
cow. It's on, like, E-Bomb's World, and they got the full extended version. This poor bastard got the hell kicked out of him by a 290-pound black dude over a cut in line. It's great.
Why? I mean, just because he cut in line and...
Yeah, and well, the I don't know what she freaked out about, but he got a broken eye socket. And
Jesus.
Yeah, and nobody helped. Nobody helped.
Everybody's
yeah.
standing around and just staring at him going,
wow,
oh, no.
Wow.
This actually took place last year in Ohio.
Yeah, and the guy got...
near where I was.
Nice.
The guy got 4 years in prison for it, so
yeah.
he was on...
Well, you know, and Claude and I have actually broke this down before. You know, a lot of it is the aggression that's pent up because we can't express the aggression without knowing we'll be in trouble, mm-hmm. even in the safest and smallest of ways. You know, I'm not talking about punching out a guy's eye socket. You know, they don't let us express ourselves. They don't let us because of fear. You know, it's all about fear. Anyhow.
Well, you know, man, you know. It just, you know, I really don't know what else to say other than, you know what, don't worry about it. It's going to go away.
Yeah, I mean...
The people are only products of the morons that they end up getting tricked into elect. So if we get somebody elected, that's not going to be the same kind of... or not just the one person, but the entire regime of, you know, of morons right there that are going to be just more kinder,
right.
gentler people. That's what we'll end up with right there.
Right. By the way, in the chat room they're talking, and no one did anything, you know, would you go up against a 290-pound black man? Kari and points out, as a group, fuck yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, yeah.
You know, if it's a group now, if it's little old, you know, Flying J over here, you know, he's a pretty skinny little guy. You know, I don't think he would, well, you're strong, yeah, yeah, you got your muscles there, Popeye, but you wouldn't go up against a 290-pound black
no,
man.
No, no, not without some kind of weapon.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you know what, dude?
What kind of weapon? Well, you got pizza cutters. Those flatboards. Attack.
I would use that term Danza slap. So.
Danza slap.
Okay, you're whipping out your dick at a 280-pound
right.
black man.
Black men don't like pork.
Why you gotta play the race card, man?
Because
damn.
It's fun and it causes controversy, and you know, hey.
Dig says he'd like to hear the whole story. Well, maybe they didn't help for a reason.
They were scared shitless of a big 300-pound black dude.
That's a good reason not to go and jump in. There's your other side. And there's the rest of the story.
Watch the video for yourself. If you tell me that you're going to jump in there and help the guy, God bless you. But
yeah.
ain't going to be me.
Now, like I say, if it was a group thing, everybody's going to bum rush him at once. I'm sure that you know what? You know, you could have enough people like pacifies or, you know, at least kind of keep someone like that steady that you could get a good blow in and crack a windpipe so they could choke.
Yeah. Huh? Reverend Hammer goes, even at 205, I'd get flipped like a coin.
Yeah. Yep,
heads or tails.
No matter what, you lose.
Exactly.
How do you think Suge Knight became the president of Death Row?
Black. Hold me fucking back. He dangled Vanilla Ice out a window. Come on, dude. Anybody can take on Vanilla Ice. Don't hand me that shit.
Vanilla Ice can take on Vanilla Ice.
Word to the mother. Yeah, right, dude. I grew up in a hard section. Shut the fuck up, dude.
I was born a poor black child.
The Naven. All I need is this paddle ball game and this chair and this lamp.
The dog. Another news topic. Mayor endorses gin to fourth graders. School officials say Goodman's remarks were inappropriate.
They were not.
Las Vegas Mayor Oscar Goodman told a group of fourth graders on Monday that if he was marooned on a desert island, the one thing he would want to have with him is a bottle of gin. And when a student quizzed Goodman about his hobbies, he replied that drinking was one of them.
Oh, look, not to defend such a... It was a stupid statement. Let's not... I'm not going to disagree with that. But you got to admire the guy's stick-to-itiveness on it. He doesn't think he's wrong about it, and he's not going to say he's wrong about
it.
He got an honest
answer. As a matter of fact, yeah. Goodman was unapologetic about his comments, and that came during the visit to the elementary school
in
North Vegas.
Drunk.
Goodman says... I'm the George Washington of mayors. I cannot tell a lie.
He's a fucking mob lawyer. He's paid to lie.
Hold on. If they didn't want the answer, the kid should not have asked the question.
Jeez.
Goodman then goes on to say, it's me. What can I do?
When's the last time you fucked your wife, Oscar? Last night, you know? I mean,
yeah. He's going to tell you the truth.
Did you give her anal?
School principal and the president of Nevada PTA said Goodman's alcohol-related comments were inappropriate for the young audience. If a school employee had made similar comments, disciplinary action would have been taken. He would have reminded the individual that employees are not supposed to share personal opinions on the matter, particularly when it's that, you know, when it has the potential to offend somebody.
There's that word.
Fourth graders didn't even seem to notice it. They weren't paying enough attention to care.
They're like, huh?
We need a good little bit of music to reflect on this.
They're like, what's gin?
Exactly.
Well, most kids know what gin is because of this song.
Never heard of it.
Yes, you have.
Yes, you have.
No, I haven't. Okay, gin and juice.
Very good.
Ah.
So.
That's great.
Let me just say for the record, I love our fucking mayor.
He's great.
Oh, I did.
You know, I'm sorry. When our mayor can do that and get away with it, fuck that. That's
have
perfect.
Ever,
that's
have you ever met him in person?
No, I've never met him in person.
Met him
I would love to meet that guy in person. Just shake his hand, and say thank you for
he
being
has
my
very
mayor.
Very small hands, tiny hands.
Okay.
Like
does he
woman.
Smell like cabbage?
No, he smelled like gin, Bombay.
Bombay Sapphire Gin. Way to plug. That's his job, not yours.
Oh, sorry, but Cadillacs are nice too.
I just love that.
I thought he drove a BMW.
No, he drives a Cadillac that he supposedly got donated from.
But that's an Escalade, isn't it? That
really?
Got donated.
I think so, yeah.
So, just saying. What?
You ever see the poster behind you on the wall?
The pedestrians are not target practice with Goodman. Yeah, so.
Yeah. Oscar Goodman's hanging out in here in the studio with us in one way or another. I have an Oscar Goodman bobblehead at
home.
So do I.
Good stuff to have.
Did I bring you that?
No, we all went to the same ball game.
Oh, okay.
We just didn't know we all went to the same ball game.
I was behind home plate, so.
Yeah.
I was a guy calling the referee a Smurf.
Nice.
Because he's wearing blue. I almost got 86, man. It's great.
From a AAA baseball game. Boy, I got goals. They're just that big.
Hey, Papa Smurf.
Nice. Yeah. All right, hey, you're listening to the greatest internet radio show ever.
Spank Wagon Radio.
Well, you can
only
find
available on the internet.
Yes.
There you go. Only available. I can handle that one. So can all of our syndicates. Why don't we go ahead and queue up Dead Celebrity? Ladies and gentlemen, now at Spankwagon Radio, we honor our fallen heroes, our Dead Celebrities of the Week. This week's Dead Celebrity, Jeff Raskin. He was an American human-computer interface expert, best known for starting the Macintosh Project for Apple Computer in the late 1970s. Raskin was born in New York City. He received degrees in mathematics and philosophy. He also went on to receive a master's degree in computer science. Jeff Raskin created the Macintosh computer as an employee Apple number 31 at Apple in the early 1980s. Revolutionizing the computer's interface design, Jeff invented click and drag.
He did.
And many other methods now taken for granted by computer users.
Oh, Lord.
He named the Macintosh Project after his favorite variety of Apple, the Macintosh.
Oh, Macintosh!
Modifying the spelling for copyright purposes.
Yes, he did.
Jeff originated the Macintosh Project in 1979, despite strong opposition from Apple co-founder Steve Jobs.
Jobs!
And he led the effort for the crucial first 3 years, where he left Apple in 82. To found Information Appliance Incorporated, where he created the award-winning Canon Cat.
Oh, hell!
In pursuit of his vision that a computer should be an easy-to-use tool despite the rapid sale. Despite the rapid sale of the cat,
I gotta be strong.
Cannon pulled the plug.
Pulled the plug.
Ladies
and
gentlemen, Jeff Raskin.
No. No. No.
Your dead celebrity of the week.
Why? 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 We barely knew ye! We barely knew ye! Why? Oh. I'll get it together, guys. I'll get it together. I said I was going to be strong. I'm only going to cry on the inside. God damn it, man.
Oh, my God. I'm crying just because I'm laughing so fucking hard.
Oh, Lord.
Fucking choke.
Oh, damn.
That's a good one.
Yeah, so that's your dead celebrity of the week,
Jeff Raskin, one of the founders of, you know, Macintosh.
It'll be okay, man.
It's not my fault.
No,
it's not your fault.
There'll be an OS X update to follow.
Goodwill Hunting. It's not your fault. It's not your fault.
Oh shit. You know, I really don't have any more news.
Oh, but we do have, you know, at least one thing waiting in the wings.
Well, what's that?
You know.
No, I don't know.
Oh yes, a brand new bit.
That's right.
A brand spanking new bit. Ladies and gentlemen, we now give you Flying J's Ghetto Haiku. Starring Flying J.
Well, I have a little trifecta for you. Now, of course, everybody knows who... how the format of haiku is. With the British accent? Okay. If everybody knows that, that haiku is 5-7-5 syllable stanzas. And of course I have three today. A fabulous trifecta of prison goodness. We'll start with one of my favorite subjects, prison rape. Prison rape is fun. Smacking around prags is fun. STDs ain't fun. Moving on. Turn tricks, little hoe. Pay my loot and give me blows. Dirty Sanchez, cheap. And now for my final ghetto haiku for the day. Jumped into a new set. Fucked up cause my pants are wet. Went out like a bitch. Good day, God bless. And if you ever feel inspired in the hood, write a haiku.
Yes, and that was, once again, Flying J's mysterious, magical British haikus. Let us take the time again to rejoice for a few seconds. Flying J, take a bow.
Thank you. Oh, thank you. Pleasure, gents. Bully!
Unfucking
real.
That
was short but sweet. I gotta snap out of character now.
Yeah, once you get stuck in a British accent, you're stuck into a British...
So what were your which one was your favorite?
Number two is pretty good.
Number two was good. Number three, though. Number three.
Yeah, wow. Did those like 10 minutes ago? So hey.
They don't need to know that.
Hey, and feel free to submit your own ghetto haiku.
Yeah, we're gonna put up a ghetto haiku blog or post on the spankwagon.net site. So soon, not yet, but soon it'll be there. So hey, you know what? I finally I hate saying this, but a little bit of site news. I had to close down anonymous guest posting.
Why is that?
You could still submit articles and stuff like that anonymously, but you can't comment anonymously yet until I get that worked out. Something that Claude invented inadvertently and then introduced it to the collective conscious because he did these things called comment spam. Back in the day, I used to do it by hand where he'd say, hey, cool site, but check out spankwagon.bftp.net.
Yeah.
you know, which was really funny, but I was like, no, don't do that, that's wrong. I was so right. End up that now there's so many automated bots. Spankwagon was literally inundated, like, on a, I think it was Tuesday this week. All of a sudden I looked, and I just refreshed the page, and boom, I had 13 comments. I'm like, what the fuck happened? So I looked at it, and I'm like, okay, click, click, click. Oh, shit, comment spam. Fuck.
And what did they say?
Boy, it was a link to everything from fucking your mother, anal raping a goat. Anything you could imagine. So I had to shut off comments for a while, clean out the fucking archives of, clean out all the comments. Oh, that was a mess. So anybody who's who wants to post on Spankwagon, you could be an anonymous contributor. That's all fine and dandy. I'm totally cool with that because I totally can control that without a problem. But if you want to make comments until further notice, you got to sign in. I hate doing it that way because I prefer everybody to be anonymous, you know, even to the point where you don't even put down a synonym for yourself, you know, because some people can't be creative.
A pseudonym?
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, some people just cannot be creative. So they don't know how to say, well, Bob, you know, well, what's your name? Well, my name's really Robert. You know, I mean, they're not creative, so.
Oh, do you prefer Bob?
Doesn't matter.
Uh-huh.
Dude, I hear you call everybody you Bob, Rob. Woo woo! No.
The whistles go woo woo!
Alright, so.
Have we ever played that for the listeners?
Bub
Rub soundboard?
Yeah, we've played the Bub Rub soundboard.
Do you know who Bub Rub is, Flying J?
We'll get to that some other show.
We're
going to
introduce you
okay.
to Bub Rub.
So we're almost looking to wrap up here pretty
Sounds
soon.
Sounds pornographic.
No, far from it.
Just for decoration, man. Just for decoration.
Very far from Bub. Yeah. So.
Yeah, I got with my car.
Anywho.
That's what we're in the morning, man. You're supposed to be up cooking breakfast. Know what I'm saying?
Woo-woo! Didn't we do this shit last week at the same time?
No, we didn't.
I thought we did. I could have swore we did.
No.
I don't know. We'll have to go search dumpster dive through the archive. So. Oh, yeah, thank you.
Oh, yes.
So you don't do the same ones twice?
You're supposed to take these. Aren't you going to post them?
Go for it.
Okay.
Do you want to put them up on the refrigerator outside?
Huh? That's what I'm saying. Put them on the refrigerator outside.
Okay, we could do that.
Uh-oh, studio engineer. And he's brave today. He's walking right in. What the hell?
Yes, Flying J, we have a problem with Studio Oompa Loompas.
Yes.
Studio Oompa
Just
Loompas.
Out of the blue, they'll come walk right in through our show. All the damn time. Right, engineer? Ooh, he's busy.
You did something to anger the Studio Oompa Loompa.
That's not good.
It might have been
you must make a sacrifice, an offering of yourself.
I'll offer you Claude to be a guest host. That didn't take too well.
No, it didn't.
All right. Hey, why don't we go ahead and start wrapping this shit up?
We could go ahead and do that right there.
Yeah, not to wrap on a down note, gosh.
No, we'll say something funny then.
Like what?
No.
We just giggle uncontrollably.
Fine, we'll go ahead and we'll kind of close on it.
Grab my horns. That's it?
Alrighty, ladies and gentlemen. Gosh golly. Alrighty, ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to the greatest internet radio show ever,
Spankwagon Radio.
We want to say a few bits of thanks. First off, big thank you to LVRocks.com for letting us come every week in their chairs.
Come in their chairs.
Big thank you to Radio306.com for syndicating us up in Canada, where Tim Horton litters it. Big thank you to PlanetRadio.us down in Florida, where the Mexi Mullet lives long, lives strong.
Yay.
Big thank you to ArsAnime.com, VFTP.net, and don't forget, if we are not live,
we are in the archive! Except for tonight.
Yeah. Don't forget to check out Ars Old Shows, and also check out... Our Old Shows. Don't forget to check out Subject 2 Discussion at Subject2Discussion.com. I've been your host, Trencher.
I have, of course, in the irrefutable Clyde Balls.
And I am Flying J. Stay black.
We will be back next week.
Spankwagon.